USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th Annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice in a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, "It's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed," end quote. It should be noted, Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Hundreds of billions of COVID dollars was lost to fraud. Republicans want answers from the Biden administration for mishandling such a large amount of money.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called inflation transitory. She's now backtracking on CNN as inflation is here to stay for a while.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. There have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A Washington, D.C. jury voted that Michael Sussman was not guilty of lying to the FBI. South Carolina Republican and House Oversight Committee member Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax said special counsel John Durham and his prosecutors did not get a fair day in court and that D.C. elites are never held accountable for breaking laws.
And it doesn't feel like they got a fair day in court, and it feels like that no one is ever held accountable in this country for breaking the law, particularly in the highest echelons of campaigns and the federal government. And it's inexcusable, really. And the frustration of the American people, I'm sure, will be palpable with this verdict, but we just want someone, anyone, to be held accountable for the laws that they're breaking.
David Lee Roth, the first lead singer of Van Halen when they propelled to rock star status in the late 70s, was seen at LAX Airport in Southern California returning from a gig in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, over the weekend. DLR alluded to coming out of retirement.
There's always a tomorrow for a second. Not so much for a trombone player in the events, okay?
The pandemic blew up his Las Vegas residency about a year and a half ago. Cease and desist letters are telling Las Vegas wedding chapels no more Elvis impersonators. The order is from Authentic Brands Group, a licensing company that owns the rights to Elvis. Wedding operators are saying business is finally getting back to normal. Now this, couples going to Vegas seem to want an Elvis wedding. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.